This is how it works, okay? You go to the GyroCookReport.podbean.com. It'll have today's episode. If the date is included, and then when you click on the red link, it goes to blog.gyrocookonlineservices.com, like that, bazinga. You're looking at the show notes. Take a look at those. This is your homework, if it were. And the homework is so that at 3 o'clock, British Summer Time, 7 a.m. in Seattle, we're going to go to https://appear.in/vdomainhostinginc, and we'll talk about it. We said that so we can say this. Today's episode is how to use latent semantic indexing for free to make your SEO efforts in local search work even better in 2018. So that asks the question, why do we need latent semantic indexing? Let's talk. Search engines don't process information the same way that people do. When somebody's telling you about smartphones, they can say Droid or apps or data package, what's your plan? And you know that they're talking about smartphones, right? The inverse of that, search engines don't work that way. They use keywords to tell them what the information's about. So even if a piece of information, your content, has all those terms in it, and you don't say the word smartphones, you don't write it down, then that's when latent semantic indexing comes in. If you have latent semantic indexing, we're going to call it LSI to keep from mangling this pronunciation like I'm trying to do right now, then take a look at this content that you've gotten in the show notes. There's a link there. A look at LSI is the end of it. And you can generate your own latent semantic indexing, your own LSI, if you put the keywords into the free LSI keyword generator tool. And then as a result, I tried it. I put in the keyword I tried, internet marketing. And then it made this list that you can see in the show notes. See how I get you to go look at the show notes? That resulted from putting in internet marketing, and I've got this big long list. It starts here with how to do internet marketing opportunities, and I put a hyperlink in there from cron.com about 6 benefits of internet marketing, and then the list goes on and on and on. There's quite a number of them, and I took some of them and I tried making them into headlines. And then, as if by magic, I get to the bottom and it says, how to use your LSI keywords as subtitles. Write in your content. The way to use LSI keyword phrases is to help your content by using them as subtitles in your content. So if your topic is internet marketing, one of your subtitles might well be internet marketing training for beginners. You feel me? So, thanks to the patrons. We appreciate your support of the Guy R. Cook Report. If you found a pearl in this oyster, the thing talking about LSI today, take a look at the other episodes. There's a link there in the notes. And as always, I've got a link to the credits, which is a discussion written down list of the people that we thank for supporting our efforts. People like Fraser Ramsey from Patrick and Ramsey Unleashed over there in Edinburgh, Scotland. Eileen Smith from Miss Eileen Speaks and a number of other properties. And, of course, there's a couple of groups there, Facebook groups, Friends Just Chatting, and the Guy R. Cook Report group. Imagine that. So on that note, this episode's over. It's a wrap.